This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The four candidates for St. Louis mayor are in their final push to win votes before Tuesday's primary. We're talking to each of them this week here on Total Information AM. And this morning, I am joined by Recorder of Deeds, Michael Butler. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Megan. Glad to be on with you.
What do you feel you bring to the table?
Oh, I bring experience to the table. I've been in the state legislature for 6 years. I was a leader in Jefferson City, and I've been a recorder of deeds for the past 6 years and ran a successful office in City Hall. My office has increased revenue by $700,000 annually, increased productivity of our staff by 25%, and increased our customer service space by 100%, all while decreasing our full-time employees by four. So I bring a wealth of experience from my master's degree in public administration to my over 12 years of experience in government and success in government.
Remind us what the Recorder of Deeds office does.
Yes, the Recorder of Deeds office handles all the death certificates, birth certificates, marriage licenses, and all the land deeds of the city. So when you need an important document, I'm an elected administrator in City Hall that has to make sure it's prepared and there for you when you need it. And we've made sure that we've done that for City Hall, but also improve our online services. I believe in 2025, you shouldn't have to go to City Hall to access your city government. And I've made our office much more accessible online for you to get that information.
Delivery of city services has been a key issue in this race. There have been a lot of complaints among city residents. What do you feel are some of the biggest issues when it comes to delivering city services, and how would you improve that?
So what we've heard are about snow removal, about potholes, about trash pickup, leaf pickup, the whole gamut. What I believe is the first issue is to focus on bringing back our base city services and improving those, and that this current administration more focused on big ticket issues rather than the things that a city government is tasked with to do every day. I'm going to be focused on the same thing I was as a recorder of deeds, is improving those services for everyday people. I think the second thing that we talk about all the time is the lack of employees. So we have so many vacancies in our city government that we have a $42 million surplus. I haven't had a vacancy in the recorder of deeds office in over 4 years because I pay people what they're worth and I give them the technology they need to succeed. I can do that for the rest of City Hall.
What are your thoughts on the recent proposal to have a city manager who would actually oversee daily operation of city government?
So the more I learn about the idea, the more I warm up to it. And I believe that it could be a benefit to the city. Could be. And I believe that if implemented correctly, I could be very supportive of that idea. So there are other cities that have city managers. There are cities that don't. And quite frankly, there are cities that are well run with all forms of government. If people like the idea of a city manager, they'll love me as mayor because I have my master's degree in public administration. Quite a few of my classmates are city managers. So I have that experience to run the government, and I've been doing it for the past 6 years as recorder of deeds in City Hall.
We're speaking with St. Louis City Recorder of Deeds, Michael Butler, who is running for St. Louis mayor. Let's talk about the city's financial picture. You mentioned those vacancies. You mentioned your ability in your office to improve revenue. What do we need to improve the city's financial picture overall?
We've got to invest the funding that we got, the one-time funding from ARPA and RAMP funding, into increasing population. We've got to increase our tax base, and we've got to increase our business revenues, revenue we receive from business. So I'm going to focus all of our RAMP money on making sure we're increasing population, and that means improving housing, reducing crime, and improving our schools and supporting our schools. And those are the three reasons that people say either why they move from St. Louis or don't move to St. Louis, and I want to make sure we're removing those barriers in people's minds.
Let's talk about those crime trends. Nationwide, they're going down. St. Louis saw homicides drop to the lowest number in more than a decade. Overall crime is down as well. What do you think is needed to keep those trends moving in that direction?
I think that people need to feel that those crime stats are real for them. And in some areas of our city, they just don't feel it. But at the same time, I think the mayor has done a good job, our current mayor, at attacking the root causes of crime. And I will continue the Office of Violence Prevention and move some of the funding from ARPA funding to general revenue funding as the ARPA dollars go away to make sure we're attacking poverty and a lack of choices for folks who end up in criminal activity. So I will keep that as well as build a quality police department, be more aggressive with raises for our police officers so that we can recruit quality and then recruit quantity. And then lastly, enforce our traffic laws equitably in our city so people feel that they're safe and people feel the difference in to those crime stats.
What are we not talking about enough in this mayoral race?
We're not talking about schools enough and how the mayor's office and city government can support our school system. Did you know that about 30% of St. Louis public school students deal with housing insecurity? The city government can help out with that. About the same percentage of students deal with food insecurity. The city government can help out with that. I propose that I want to spend part of our RAND funding, about $25 million. That's $5 million a year commitment for 5 years that will go towards wraparound services in our schools. And that's going to pay for a full-time social worker, a full-time nurse, and a full-time therapist in about 20 low-income schools in our district, reducing the effect of poverty on student achievement. And if we can help out to make sure every kid goes to school ready to learn, our teachers and our principals in St. Louis Public Schools can work on making sure to teach them how to read, write, and STEM.
As you know, the mayor has faced a lot of criticism. Mayors before her have as well. Are you and your family prepared for the criticism you might face as mayor of St. Louis?
That's a great question, Megan. Yes, and I think the politics of the day is very anti-incumbent, and I understand that after the first month that I'll be that incumbent and I'll be facing the same desire for results and desire for quick action. And I'm prepared for that. I've been in the legislature for six. I was in the legislature for 6 years. I've been a citywide office holder for six. I was the head of the Missouri Democratic Party, a super minority party here in the state for 2 years. I'm prepared to take on the social media negativity and turn it into good solutions for our people.
Thank you so much for your time this morning on KMOX. We appreciate hearing from you.
I appreciate you, Megan.
That is St. Louis City Recorder of Deeds Michael Butler, one of four candidates for mayor that voters will be deciding on come Tuesday. You can listen to our interviews with Mayor Tashara Jones, businessman Andrew Jones, Alderwoman Kara Spencer, and, of course, this latest interview with Michael Butler. Just search for the Total Information AM podcast on the Odyssey app.